Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Happy Friday, Mike.
Happy Friday, Ian. How are you?
I'm great. And last week, you left us with a sartorial challenge.
Yes, I said start with a six-letter word for a person who might make an article of clothing. Remove the consecutive letters V-E from that word, then what's left will spell what you might do with that article of clothing. What are the words?
They are weaver and wear.
All right, Ian, today, May 15th, 2015, was National Bike to Work Day. The day was created in 1956 by the League of American Bicyclists and is celebrated each year in cities across the country. It's a major event each year in San Francisco, where the mayor joins in by commuting by bicycle to City Hall. To commemorate National Bike to Work Day, this week our quiz is about bicycles. Daisy Bell, subtitled A Bicycle Built for Two, was the song that an IBM computer at Bell Labs was programmed to sing in 1961, widely considered the first demonstration of computer-synthesized speech. This event was referenced in what 1968 novel, and the 1968 film based on that novel, when Hal, the onboard computer, begins to sing it as he is deactivated.
2001.
That is correct. 2001, A Space Odyssey. And 2001 author Arthur C. Clarke was actually at that demonstration, and that inspired the event in the novel. Bicycle Diaries, a 2009 book written as a series of journal entries, follows the author as he makes observations while he rides his bicycle throughout various cities around the world. The book was written by what musician, who 3 years later published How Music Works, a book which includes an album-by-album look at his band Talking Heads.
It's not coming to me.
Oh, David Byrne will be so disappointed that you couldn't remember his name.
He will. When he comes back to Mass Mocha, I will apologize in person.
Although the name was likely not in common use until the style was almost obsolete, the bicycle style known as a penny farthing was so called because the wheels resembled, relatively speaking, two denominations of British coins. What is the most distinctive feature of a penny farthing bicycle?
One giant wheel?
Yeah, the big giant wheel in the front, right. The penny, that size, and then the small wheel in the back was the farthing, so it looked like a penny next to a farthing. And in 1884, a man named Thomas Stevens rode a penny farthing from San Francisco to Boston. He was the first person to ride a bicycle across the U.S. And by December 1886, he had ridden it around the globe. The United States Playing Card Company, manufacturer of bicycle playing cards, provided to soldiers in the Vietnam War decks that consisted entirely of what card, which the U.S. soldiers mistakenly thought the Viet Cong considered a symbol of death and would therefore flee from if they saw it.
A Joker?
Nope. Motorhead might have something to say about it.
The Ace of Spades.
Yes, the Ace of Spades is correct.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And similar cards were produced for Operation Desert Shield in 1991, but because it was such a short duration war, they actually never saw use, quote, in battle. And finally, a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle is a slogan that has been used by feminists since the 1970s. It was actually coined by Australian writer Irina Dunn, but it has frequently been misattributed to what feminist icon and Ms. Magazine founder?
Gloria Steinem?
It is Gloria Steinem, yes. And in fact, in 2000, there was a short piece in Time Magazine on Steinem's marriage that gave her credit once again for the slogan, and she actually wrote in to clear up the confusion.
Huh. Surf away from your Talking Heads Pandora page to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the word handlebars, H-A-N-D-L-E-B-A-R-S. Rearrange the letters to spell a six-letter word for what concrete does and a four-letter word for what you get after it does it. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we will be back at the same time next week.
We will see you then.